Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Elementary. And today I have a special guest on. I have a special guest every time, but I have an even more special guest on today, and I can't wait for you to meet them. This guest has, I've known them for a long time, and I feel like I'm part of their family. At least that's how they made me feel. So today I am interviewing, if you haven't been, you need to find time to go visit. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Fantastic, good to see you.
Yeah, you too. I was just giving them a little bit of an intro.
Fantastic, the greatest guy in the whole world right here.
That's right. I'm honored that you said yes, and I'm delighted, of course, that you joined.
And my pleasure.
Only because, you know, I feel such a strong connection to you and your family. You guys have always been so great to me, so thank you. So I'm excited to get started. So
whenever you're ready, roll the dice. Whenever you're ready.
Perfect. So tell everyone who you are and your Instagram handle.
So at Billiards Academy, this is Billiards Academy and Sports Lounge, family owned and operated since 1971. We just had our 51st anniversary of ownership this year. My name is Evangelos Pitsariotis, the family. My father started in 1971 as a family, and we worked collectively as a family, and Jackie's been part of that family for a long time. She helped us here many, many years ago. This is who we are, this is where we're at, and we continue to fight the good fight.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you guys have been in business forever. I mean, I remember even back in the day when I worked there.
when I had hair and no grays.
Well, I can't say it's your wife's fault, but so what inspired you or your dad to start this business?
So my father, when he immigrated here in the early 60s, he saw an opportunity actually to buy a pool hall in Guelph, Ontario. And he was there for a few years, and he wanted to come back to Toronto to be closer to his family, his sister, and some of his family that was here. So an opportunity came up to buy Billiards Academy in 1971. It had already been open for about 5 or 6 years. And he sold his pool hall in Guelph and bought the Billiards Academy here at the southeast corner of Logan and Danforth in 71, of April of 71. And that's how he pretty much got started in Toronto.
Amazing. I mean, you've been in business a long time. You know, the amount of time you've been in business is yeah. You know, not that many people can survive that length, right? So you're obviously doing something right. I mean, I know the vibe there. And I know why you are in business. But tell us, you know, what led you to take over the pool hall? What led you to take over that business?
So it was in 2014, I came back with some of my coworkers when I was doing the office job for a little while. Couldn't handle that anymore. And I came back in 2014, and I kind of looked around, and I said to myself, you know what, it's time for me to come back and kind of take the reins. You know, my father was in his mid-70s, and the stubborn old man that you know he was, he had a hard time letting go, and he liked being the boss and liked being in charge, but his expertise and what he knew what the business was, it wasn't that anymore. The neighborhood had changed drastically. The demographic of the neighborhood changed drastically. A lot of his clientele that were his age or older either couldn't come up anymore, or you know, their time had run out. And his core that made the business what it was for him, that day had already come and gone. So the neighborhood had, again, as I said, was changing and had changed. so much with young families and, you know, the Greek element. You know, it's the Greek people that lived in the neighborhood didn't really live in the neighborhood anymore. So it was just time to come back and make the proper changes to cater to the people that lived and worked in the neighborhood, and to make it more aware that it's not just a pool hall. It's a place that, you know, everyone can come and enjoy. And, you know, that's I came back to not to save it, but to resurrect it and make it the place it was when you were here too. So that's that my goal when I came back.
So, I mean, you already kind of segued into my next question for you,
okay.
Right? Which is, you know, how do you manage to keep customers coming back, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How do you manage to keep customers coming back?
So my philosophy is some things that I learned when I'd left working here for 9 years that I learned when I was at Jack Astor's and the Montana. You know, something I always knew, but it's everything we do here, we do from the customer's perspective 100%, 100% of the time. At the end of the day, everyone who is comes up those 23 steps, we're grateful and appreciative, and we treat everybody the way we just want to be treated. So we put out the respect we want back. We make it comfortable, where everyone feels like it's kind of like a second home. And I really, really push that whole service first mentality with all the staff, and the new staff and old staff, that no matter what we do, we make sure the people that are coming up here and spending their hard-earned dollars are appreciated, and that we appreciate that because we want them to come back. Because if they don't come back, then nobody, you know, how our salary is going to get paid, how the lights going to stay on. At the end of the day, the people that come are the boss, so we have to make sure that we treat them right and do whatever we can to make sure they come back a second time.
Yeah, 23 steps. Yes, I remember. I used to be able to run those steps with my high heels on. I don't know. I doubt I can do it even with flats today, but I can still do it, I think. Either way, you know, what sets you apart from other pool halls, right? And, you know, why should people come visit?
So the old stereotype or stigma that's that the pool hall used to be, where it was like a dreary gambler heaven kind of, you know, the hustler style place. I changed that demographic when I came back to make it, you know, family friendly, couple friendly. You know, mom and dad can get their kids off their Xboxes and their gaming consoles or their phones, bring them up here to play a few games while mom and dad can have a drink at the bar, and kind of still be in the same place but separate at the same time. And the biggest thing for me was getting that, getting rid of that stigma and that stereotype that we're not like a pool hall. We're a place of recreation that people can come and just enjoy themselves, kill some time, have a beverage, have some food, watch the game, play some pool, and really make it comfortable for women and make it comfortable for families. And that was my goal, and that's what we continue to do to keep, you know, the people coming up and keep them comfortable and happy, and just to, you know, reassure that it's not just a classic old-fashioned pool hall. We're just, you know, we're a place of recreation, a place to come have fun, enjoy yourself, and kill some time. And a very safe, family-friendly place.
Yeah. You know, I always, I loved coming to work there. I mean, it was my second job, but I loved coming to work there. We had so much
fun. Love having you.
Yeah. Anytime. I'll fill in.
You start tomorrow.
So what are the future plans do you have for the pool hall? Like, how do we, maybe I'm asking two questions in one, but how do we, what do we need to do to keep you in business for another 50 plus years? So little Andreas can take over.
That is a great question. Hopefully for me that, I'm able to pick up and notice the neighborhood change and to adapt to how the neighborhood changes as we've done. My parents had the foresight back in 1990, 91, that it was time to get a liquor license and put a bar in and, you know, make it more comfortable for, like what I said earlier, families, couples, et cetera, et cetera. And that was, you know, pretty visionary for them at that time, in the early 90s, when pool halls really didn't have bars and stuff like that, and lounges for people to just hang out. In 2014, 15, when I took over, it was, for me, the changes from then were, you know, again, like the culture change of the attitude of the staff, the type of clientele to try and bring in people that we wanted, that we have today, that we're grateful that we have today. For the future, that's who knows where this business is going to be in the future. Hopefully, you know, when I can't run it anymore, someone is going to be able to come in and do it and maybe go on for another 50 plus years. Who knows? But for me, it's just to try and recognize what the needs of the neighborhood are and try and adapt to the needs to cater to the type of people that are moving in and out of the neighborhood on a monthly basis. And hopefully we just, you know, improve on what we're doing to make it better.
Yeah. Your father would be proud of you. I mean, he might not have said it in so many words, but he would have been proud of you.
Yeah.
And your mom, I'm sure she's proud of you every day. What a sweet lady. Like she was always, always the rock, I think. You know,
she
the
is,
rock. She had to put up with your dad, so she had to be the rock.
She, she is, you know, as you know, immigrant parents and, you know, coming here, my father with no education and accomplishing what he was able to accomplish. It's a big thing, you know, the going to a big country as your parents immigrated and, you know, coming to a foreign land and not knowing to do something better for their children. My mother, you know, as you know, was the rock, and she did put up with a lot. She did, you know, an old fashioned Greek guy that he was. But that being said, she is, doesn't dwell on anything from before. She looks at how we're going to improve in the future. She's doing fantastic. She's doing the best she's done in 10 years. She's that lively, quick-witted, everyone's mom attitude again, which is great. You know, she's making sure that collectively as a family, we're doing what we can. For me to keep the business going and for us to make sure that we can maintain the property and have a prosperous future down the road. She's doing great. I couldn't wish for her to do any better than what she's been doing the last few years.
That's amazing. So share some special events. I know events are, you know, a good time. It's always a good time in there.
Yes.
But events even more. Share some special events that you have coming up or things you're going to be hosting.
The recent event we did, as you know, the Taste of the Danforth got canceled this year, which was a little frustrating for a lot of the business owners on the Danforth. And it was kind of like till the 11th hour till we knew what was going to happen or not happen. So for the Taste of the Danforth this year, I decided to throw a no Taste of the Danforth party.
I know, I'm so sorry I missed it.
Yeah, it was, I brought in the old DJ crew, Rudra, and all the cousins. It was a great time. It went to like 4 in the morning. It was one of the best parties we've had in a long, long time. You know, opportunity, like a lot of people got together, that hung got together in a long time. Let off a lot of steam. Good to, you know, everybody to, you know, come and have fun in a place where they're all comfortable. And again, where they consider home. Like this place is like a rite of passage for a lot of people in the neighborhood. And now like with the cousins, like we knew all of them when they were like my age and, you know, in the 20s. Now they all have kids and their kids are up here partying with their parents. And they all have kids now too that are the next is like, Jesus, I should have had a pension by now after being here for so long. But that was the biggest event we've had since the restrictions have been lifted. We do with one of my good friends and regular customers that come here. He's going to start up a Thursday weekly kind of night again with a DJ, nothing too loud or whatever, just kind of like a little bit of a let loose Thursday night. It's going to start up again, I think, after Thanksgiving. And Rudra and the cousins, we're doing another party in October. Not a Halloween thing. We're going to avoid like all that stuff.
I remember, you know, we used to have good Halloween parties. Oh my God, people would dress up like crazy. We're
the best parties on the live bands, DJs going all night. Good times. Back then, the last call was at 1 o'clock too. So, you know, we kept it going all night. And then we're just going to be selective and not over and not do our own events too much. Space them out so that way there's always a buzz about it. But we're still open to like anyone hosting their own event all the time. You know, we do a lot of corporate stuff. We have a lot of private pool leagues that do weekly events up here. The holiday season is coming. Anybody who's back at the office not working from home, hopefully they book again and we get some of their corporate events going again. So that's the progress. And then, you know, in January, we'll visit it again to see what we have planned for 2023 for events.
But I think you're also doing soccer, your football, right?
Oh, yeah. From Chester till about, I think maybe just after Pape, I think we're the only place that has a sit-down bar to watch, like, football and hockey and all that stuff right now, which is unfortunate. COVID wiped out a lot of places that makes it, you know, it's sad. Places that have been here for 30 years that aren't here anymore. That's hopefully we can get that demographic going too and get it back to like a little bit of the afternoon sports bar vibe on the weekends with the football games and hockey while still maintaining, you know, the recreation of the pool tables for families and et cetera. We did our fantasy draft the way we do every year, the Academy Fantasy Draft. There's 12 of us in it. Pete runs that. He's in charge of it. So a bunch of the regulars are on board on that. And it's just bragging rights every year. So this is my sixth year in it. The first 2 years I came second. The third year I came first. So I'm up. I don't care if I win or lose this year, but it'd be nice to piss off all the regulars and maybe win again. Because I don't study as hard as they do on it. I don't really care. That's why.
Absolutely. But I saw you post that on Sunday you're going to open at 1?
We open at 1 o'clock now for football Sundays.
Football. Awesome. Yeah. So hopefully we can get a few people out for that. So I want to be able to showcase you as we come to the end of our show. I want to showcase everything in case I haven't missed. I mean, anything.
Okay.
In the best light. So tell people why they should come and visit you and patronize you.
Say that again.
Why people should come and visit and patronize your business.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we offer a very family friendly environment, open to all, a very safe environment, comfortable environment. We have excellent food.
Greek fries are a must.
We still have the best canned gravy in the city, and you know, all the food now is pretty much made here. We make our own burgers now, 8 ounce prime rib burgers. We use all fresh chicken breast. The pulled pork is bought fresh locally. Everything's bought locally from the local butcher. Our produce, for example, when it comes to the food, we buy small batches of all those items, so it's fresh every couple of days from the local market across the street. We offer a very comfortable environment that all ages are welcome. We have a variety of craft beers, local beers, and a variety of name brand beers. We have the biggest and best chicken wings everywhere. Not breaded, They're actually real chicken wings. So when you eat the chicken wings, you're actually eating some meat. What else? We have a 45 seat lounge. That's, you know, if you don't want to play pool, you just come up and chill. We do our best to give excellent service 100%, 100% of the time. We are genuinely appreciative and grateful of everyone who comes in. And we do offer also a pool loyalty card. When you play 9 hours, you get the 10th hour free. I promise everyone it's the greatest hour of your life. I promise. Best hour you'll ever have in your life. We're not, you know, like some other places, we're not greedy here. You know, we don't worry much about if or what people are spending. We're more concerned is if people are enjoying their time here. Our customers' pleasure, safety, enjoyment is and quality of service is number one always here. All the staff and myself put out the vibe of that you're not going into some place where you're getting looked at or judged like some other places here. Everyone's the same. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone's the same. Everyone's treated the same. Everyone is, gives us the respect that we give back. We do everything we can to make it that one big collective family, academy family that it has been for 51 years, and to continue doing that. That's what we strive on, and strive on making everyone's experience the best we can so they can come back. Especially for families, to find stuff for their teenagers or kids to do. This is, you know, a great little place to get like I said, kids off their phones, Xboxes, gaming consoles, and get up and enjoy the oldest social network in the world. You know, walking around a pool table and socializing with the people on the table next to you. So that's what we strive to do, and hopefully people keep on climbing those 23 steps.
Yeah, I'm delighted that you came on. I'd love to interview you again.
Anytime.
New year. And of course, you know, I have all good things to say. Like I said, you know, you guys will always be that part of my life that I always had fun, and you guys are so welcoming. So thank you again. Thank you for spending time with me. For all of you watching, I so appreciate your time with us today.
My pleasure. You know, my pleasure, Jackie. I'm just glad we were able to reconnect to about a year we were apart.
Yeah.
We disconnected for way too long. But the good thing with us, the conversation picks up where it left off. So
But, you know, tell everyone your Instagram handle again, where you're located, your address, how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. So we're at Billiards Academy. We're Billiards Academy and Sports Lounge. It's 485 Danforth Avenue. We're the southeast corner of Logan and Danforth on the second floor. We're right in between Chester and Pape subway station. The best way to get in touch with us is through email. It's info@billiardsacademy.ca. I'm the only one who receives all the emails, and I'm the only one, and I respond to every question or concern and every guest always. I stay interactive via social media, even on the Google reviews. There's not a Google review I don't reply to, even if it's good or bad. There's no bad review. They're all good. It doesn't matter what they are. It gives us an opportunity to get better, whatever we do. But then that's it. We're here. The phone number is 416-466-9696. Easiest number to remember. And if you don't get anyone to be able to answer, don't leave a message. Just info@billiardsacademy.ca. Send an email, and I'll get back to you within a day or so.
Perfect. Of course, Next Stage Hockey says the best pool hall in the world. Thank you, Next
Stage
Hockey.
Thanks, Al. Thanks, Al.
For all of you watching, thank you for spending your evening with me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group Tower, and I am delighted today to be able to, you know, interview Billiards Academy. Do me a favor, go down, patronize this place. I'm telling you, you'll have no regrets whatsoever. Always a good time.
And if you didn't like it, I wasn't here.
Until next time. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jackie. Great talking to you. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.